How many, when you hear these songs bring back memories? I think we all center a lot of things around this time of year and memories of family and past loved ones and experiences we've had. Not always good ones, right? We have those bumps along the road, but just a lot of memories. Songs have a way of doing that. Music has a way of kind of bringing you back to a time and a place and a situation. And so do the praises of the Lord, you know. Sometimes I'll hear, an old chorus or something, and it brings me back to a time and a place in my walk. And, you know, there's times when we can get distracted in life with often just busyness. And this time of year is usually one of those times where it's very easy to get distracted by all the busyness of the running around and shopping and trying to get everything prepared and ready to go for this big day of the year. And but, you know, Christmas is really about the Savior, isn't it? It's really about Jesus. And God wants his people to know him. God wants you to know him. God doesn't want you just to learn about him, but God wants you to actually know him personally. And that's why Jesus came, to reconcile us back to God so we could have a personal relationship with our Creator. And that is the purpose of man, is to walk with God. God has not left us here alone. He is with us. When Jesus came, one of the names given to him was Emmanuel, which is interpreted what? God with us. A lot of times we talk about peace on earth during this time and goodwill towards men. And that was the proclamation of the angels to the shepherds, isn't it? That he brought good tidings of great joy to all men. You know, that there would be peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And so I've discovered that in this world, naturally speaking, there's only an external peace. There's conditional peace. That peace is based upon your situation, how well things are going in your life at the moment, whether things are going well. We can say, well, I'm at peace because the bills are paid, everybody's feeling well, we're having a good time, and so I have peace. But as soon as something changes and something difficult happens or tragic happens, well, my conditional peace is no longer there because it was based upon external circumstances. It was based upon my environment or how things were going in my life at the time. And so that's how I lived a good portion of my young life growing up, is I was happy as long as things were going well. But it was a very superficial, a very shallow happiness that was only based upon how things went in my life, but not based upon reality. And what the Lord has come to do is to give us a supernatural peace. It's called the peace of the Lord. And this is a peace that you have, that you receive from Christ. And it is a supernatural peace that will actually guard your heart and your mind. Amen. It's a peace that the world cannot give, but that only Christ can give. And so this peace that the angels proclaimed was speaking of him who is the Prince of Peace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so the peace that God wants you and I to know is his peace, which is a supernatural peace. It is something that the world can never give you. How many have tried to find peace in this world? How many know that our politicians have been striving for millennia, right? To find peace on earth, to establish some type of order in which there will be peace, and the nations will get along and people will love each other and be at peace with one another. And how many know that that just does not happen? We live in a broken, fallen world where there is a lack of peace, and the lack of peace is the lack of peace in the heart of man. What God comes to do is to change the heart. God deals with the heart. Man can only put band-aids on things. Amen? Man can only patch things up and have some type of pseudo peace, and yet there's no lasting peace. Why? Because the heart of man is the problem. I was the problem. Amen? I had to come to the place in my life where I knew I was the one causing the problem. I was blaming everybody else in my life for the problems. But if I would just take a look at myself and let God turn the light on and give me a good dose of myself, a good glimpse into who I am without Him, I discovered that I was the problem and that I needed to be changed. And I tried to change me. You've been trying to change yourself? A new resolution, turn over a new leaf, you know, have hit the reset button and just do things a little differently, a little better. This year I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. How often do we follow through with our New Year's resolutions? Because we have in our hearts the desire to do well. Would you agree? And if you ask most people will say, if you ask them, are you a good person? And most people will say, well, of course I'm a good person. But you know what? Jesus said this. He said, there are none good. How many know that Jesus said some offensive things? He offended people, not intentionally, but the truth offends the fallen soul of man. And it irritates that fallen nature of me. When I hear the truth, because I don't want to hear it. I want to hear what I want to hear. And what I want to hear is that I can do whatever I want, however I want, whenever I want, with no responsibility. And that is natural man's thinking. I don't want to be answerable to anybody, accountable to anybody. And so in myself, I thought I was a pretty good person. Even though, yeah, I knew I had some issues. I would admit that. I knew that I was dysfunctional at times. But yet I'm still a pretty good person because, well, you know, I'm not as bad as Joe over there. And so I would compare myself to other people so that somehow I could feel better about myself. I could criticize the politicians. That's easy to do, right? Sure, we can find some flaws there, right? So so I can feel better about myself sometimes without even realizing that I'm trying to justify myself. But you understand that nobody can justify themselves before God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Come on. There's no other way to salvation except that we give our lives to the only one that can change us. Because I've tried to change me lots of times. So have you. Come on. So what we got to do is come to the end of ourselves. It's called repentance. I'm done with my way. My way is not the right way. It's the wide way. It leads to destruction. I have good intention, but I can never achieve what I propose in my mind because I don't have the ability to live right. Not all the time anyways, right? So what God wants to do is He wants to impart into you His peace. Not the peace of the world that's conditional upon your environment, but a supernatural peace so that even if things externally seem to be all chaotic, you can have a place of refuge, a place of rest in the Lord. That's why Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Do you understand? That's what's happened to me. I have rest. I have peace in my heart today that I tried to find in this world. If I could just make a little more money, be a little more comfortable, have a few more creature comforts, then maybe I'll be at peace. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything going my way. Zippity-doo-dah. Come on, you know the song. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine. Amen. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes a storm cloud. Uh-oh, the car broke down. Uh-oh, you got laid off. Uh-oh, the kids are sick. Uh-oh, right? Do you understand? What I'm trying to tell you today is what you need is you need Jesus Christ. You need Christ in you, guys. You don't need just to learn a little bit more about God. You need to have an encounter with God that will transform you, that will change you, that you will know that you are a child of God. You will have a new heart, a new nature, a new desire. I will want to now live for God. I could care less about living for God until God got a hold of me. Until the love of God broke through to my heart. And He brought me to a place to where I understood that I was the mess. I was lost. And I was in need of mercy. I was in need of forgiveness. I was in need of God's help. Because before that I was independent. I was self-sufficient. I took care of myself. I took care of business. But how many know that God has a way of getting your attention? Amen. Because He loves you that much. And listen, guys, if we don't discipline ourselves, then God will have to discipline you. So God help us today to understand what You are offering us. This salvation, to know the peace of God that passes all knowledge, all understanding. It's beyond human comprehension. As a matter of fact, our human intellect cannot grasp, cannot adequately understand this kind of peace that God gives. Amen? It transcends the understanding of man. It is enough. It is God's peace. It's God's love. Amen. God's love is the kind of love that was sacrificial, that was Jesus coming to a sin-sick world. Amen. To become a sacrifice. Be brutally crucified for you and for me. God gave Himself. God demonstrated His love for us in that. Because when we were without hope, Christ came. We couldn't save ourselves, so He came to save us. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And God wants you to know this salvation. Some of you have heard it and you've heard it. Some of you have heard about Him and learned about Him, know a little bit about it, but you don't know the peace of God in your heart. And let me tell you today, you'll never know real peace in your life until you know the Prince of Peace. Until Jesus Christ takes up residence in you. And then you will have His peace. God wants to save you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to heal you. He wants to restore you. He wants to give you His love, His peace, His joy. We talk about joy to the world. It's the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the peace of God. Hallelujah. It's the love of God. Hallelujah. That passes knowledge. You can't learn God in a classroom. You can have all kinds of Bible study. Amen. And never know God. You need to know Jesus Christ. And the only way to know God is to come to the only one who is the door, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:7. And no man comes to the Father but by me. You must be saved. You must be born again. You must give your life to the only one that can save you, because there is coming a day, guys, when we shall see the Lord. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ. For God has appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness through that one, that man whom he has ordained. And he has given us assurance of this, and that he has raised him from the dead. For there is salvation in none other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can be saved. God wants you to know him. God wants to reveal himself to you. But the only way that we can come to God is that we become holy. The only way you can see God is to have a pure heart. And the only way to have a pure heart is to trust in the only one that can purify your heart. And that is Jesus Christ. God wants you to know life. God wants you to have his full life, his abundant, his overflowing life. He wants you to know the peace that passes all understanding. Amen. He wants you to come up higher. He wants you to come out, amen, of this realm into the realm of the Spirit, where there is life and there is peace. Guys, you're not going to find peace in this world. You're not going to find contentment in this world. You're not going to find satisfaction in this world. The only way you're going to find satisfaction is in the Lord. Because we were created by him and for him. And if you're not living for Jesus Christ, you're not living a functional life. And I had to come to a place in my own life where I realized that. I was dysfunctional. And I knew that because the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. He removed the veil from my eyes, and I began to realize how sinful I was. And quit blaming everybody else and pointing the finger at everybody else and criticizing everybody else. I had to have a good look at myself. And the God of mercy allowed that to happen so that I would turn to him for grace. How many remember what grace is? It's undeserved, unmerited favor. It's not something you can earn. Some people think I got to do all this stuff, you know, I got to work for God. No, when you get born again, you will want to serve the Lord. Amen. If you just think I got to do this stuff, it's because you're not born again. Amen. But when you're born again and you come alive in Jesus Christ, you will have a desire to live for God. As a matter of fact, you'll have a desire to give thanks to the Lord. You'll have a desire to praise the Lord. I never praise the Lord. I never give thanks to the Lord until the light came on and God met me and his love broke through and I couldn't help but give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now I can sing, oh, what a beautiful morning. Every morning, the Bible says, his mercies are new. Great is his faithfulness. God loves you. That's the good news. God has made a way of escape for us. If you don't give your life to Jesus, then you will go to hell, because that's where you end up when you reject the only salvation that God has made available to you. God is not willing that anyone go to hell. God is not willing that anyone should perish, but he has given you an opportunity to come and receive forgiveness. Forgiveness means the cancellation of the debt that you owe God because you sinned against him. That's the good news. Hallelujah. It didn't matter how bad I blew it, how many times I sinned. God went to the cross for me. Jesus died in my place, paid that price in full. Hallelujah. If I will turn to Jesus, I'll receive that cancellation of debt. Hallelujah. You got to give him the whole offering. Somebody say the whole offering. Amen. This is where you're holding out on God. I was saying, well, I'll add God to my life. A little dab will do you. No, God says, I gave it all for you. Now I want you to give it all to me. Do you want to know my abundant life? Give me your life. Do you want to know eternal life? Die to your life and come to me and surrender to me. If you don't give your life, if you don't open the door, you won't know life. Because if you don't have a pure heart, you will not see God. You will not stand in the judgment. Jesus took your judgment. Jesus paid your price. Are you hearing me? For all of us here have fallen short. That's the good news of the message of the gospel. Amen. Meaning good news. That you can be saved. And when you're born again, you'll change. When you're born again, you'll love the things that God loves. And you'll hate the things that God hates. Because He'll give you His heart. He'll put His Spirit in you. And you become a new creation. Hallelujah. You see, we're good at patching things, improving things. God doesn't just improve. He transforms. He changes. Amen. And today, guys, I want to give you the opportunity to be saved. One of these days, we're going to take our last breath. And right now, I bind all the spirits of contention in this room right now in Jesus' name. I bind all the powers of darkness in this room right now in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to overshadow, overwhelm everyone in this room. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And we ask you, Lord God, to draw our hearts to you. Would you close your eyes right now? Please listen. If you want to be saved, you have to be willing to trust your life to Jesus. You have to trust Christ. For only He can save you. All the religion in the world will not save you. Only a person whom God has ordained, who He has risen from the dead. He is the one to whom we must give an account. And today, you may be under that burden, the heaviness of guilt, of regret of the past, of hurts of the past, of the shame, of things and choices that and decisions you've made of the past. God wants you to be free from that. God wants to set you free from those things. God wants you free from the power of sin. And it's only available in Jesus Christ. If you're willing to give your life to Jesus, then He will give you His life, His eternal life. And you will know salvation. And you will know peace on earth. Because the peace of God will come into this earth body. And you'll be restored to fellowship. You become a new creation. Not an improvement on the old, but a new creation. One more time. In this world, you're never going to know. You're never going to know real peace. Until you know Him who is peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world. But my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Would you call on Jesus today? Right where you're at. And you need to tell somebody. You need to confess Him before men. Jesus said, if you will confess Me before men, I will confess you before My Father. But if you deny Me before men, I will also deny you before the Father. And there is salvation and no other. And I want you to make a stand today if you're saying yes. I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. I want to receive Him. I want this forgiveness you're talking about. I want to know this peace that you're talking about. I want you to do something really bold and make a public declaration of that by just standing to your feet and saying, you know what, I'm going to confess Jesus today as my Lord and Savior. Maybe you're backslidden today. You've been away from the Lord. I want you also just to stand up and let people know, you know what, I'm not ashamed to let you know that I choose Jesus Christ as Lord. Right now, just stand up. If you need salvation today, stand up and let people know. Amen. But do it before the Lord. Amen. If you stand up for him, he'll stand up for you. Anybody in this house, there are people here that don't know Jesus. You need to give him your life now. Tomorrow is not promised to you. And eternity is a long time to be separated. Would you say yes to Jesus today? If you've been away from the Lord and you know you need to get back and get in right standing again with the Lord, you need to make your peace with God again, then I want you also, just as a bold statement, to stand up right now. And if you do that, Jesus said, I will confess you before my Father. Anybody in this room? Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. And we thank you for what you've done. And we thank you, Lord God, that there is salvation in you, that there is hope in you, that there is peace in you, that there is joy in you. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you destroy the work of Satan and everyone that's here today. Crush, Lord, that spirit right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray break the yoke of the oppressor off every heart and every mind in this place in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We reject you in Jesus' name. Take your hands off in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. The Bible says if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, then he will exalt you. He'll lift you up in honor. But if you exalt yourself, you will be abased. You will be humbled. So I decided I'm going to humble myself before God. I've decided that I'm going to confess Christ. Hallelujah. And am I glad? Hallelujah. It's a new day. The dawn, the day spring on high has dawned in my heart. Jesus Christ, the Lord, the faithful and true, and the righteous one will come. He's returning for those who are looking for him. Are you living for Jesus? Maybe right now you can make that new commitment to him to say, you know what, Lord, I've wandered off. I've been involved in too many of my own things. It's time for me to get back to you and to what you have planned for my life. How many know that God's plan for you is superior to what you want for you? Are you willing to trust him with your life? Hallelujah. How many have decided to follow Jesus? How many have ever regretted following Jesus? Amen. No. But I know I have rejected the Lord in the times past, and I have always been ashamed of that. But thank God that there's mercy for that. There's forgiveness for that too. If you will come today, maybe you'd like to talk a little bit more about this. I want to give you an opportunity when we dismiss here in just a few minutes. Just make your way up here. If you're here today and you need a touch from God, you need healing in your body. Maybe you need feel like you're bound up and you need somebody to pray for you, that you might be liberated from any kind of oppression or demonic oppression that you're dealing with. Believe God today. The Lord is with us and the Lord is mighty to save. The Lord is capable. Amen. He's more than able. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Humble yourself and he will lift you up in honor. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we lift up your name. Be glorified, Lord, in the heavens and be glorified in the earth and be glorified in your people. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.